The University of Washington and KUOW officials worked to keep the acquisition of public radio station KPLU secret. That's the finding of a recent Seattle Times report. The story says the deal was intentionally described in vague language on meeting agendas, and officials at the University of Washington and Pacific Lutheran University tried to keep details under wraps. Toby Nixon is with the Washington Coalition for Open Government. He says overall, when it comes to transparency, the University of Washington doesn't have a good track record.
They have this track record of having meetings that weren't easily accessible to the public, the evening before their regular regents meetings at the home of the president, which the location wasn't even disclosed on the meeting announcements. And then they had this very behind closed doors process used to select the new president of the university. And now, of course, we have this controversy over the acquisition of KPLU by KUOW. And I think that the cause of this is that they're acting more like a corporate board of directors than like the governing board of a public agency. And why would that be? Well, if you look at the composition of the Board of Regents, most of them come from a corporate governance background, not a public sector background. And that's not necessarily a bad thing. You know, we often, especially conservatives, say we would like our agencies to be operated more like businesses. But it's a completely different culture in the corporate world than it is in the public world in terms of what are your reflexes? Are your reflexes to have things be open and transparent and engage the public in decision making so that we reach kind of a consensus? Or is your reflex to do things in secret because you don't want your competitors to find out about them? And so you wait until you do a formal public announcement before you ever bring something up. And I really see that clash of cultures demonstrated in the way the Board of Regents of the university operates.
Now, as far as you know, in this case, has the university broken any public disclosure laws?
Well, of course, there's technically legal, and then there's what's right and what's consistent with the spirit of the law. And I'm not seeing something that is a clear technical violation of the law, but they've clearly violated the spirit of the Open Public Meetings Act.
How do you know when an institution is acting in a correct spirit, a spirit of the law of public disclosure?
Well, the spirit of the Open Public Meetings Act is expressed in its preamble, and I'll just read it for you. The people of this state do not yield their sovereignty to the agencies which serve them. The people in delegating authority do not give their public servants the right to decide what is good for the people to know and what is not good for them to know. The people insist on remaining informed so that they may retain control over the instruments they have created. And I don't think there's any question that in this matter of the acquisition of KPLU by KUOW, it was largely kept in secret. They intended for the public not to know. And even if they may not have violated the letter of the law, they definitely were trying to decide for the people what was good for them to know.
The body that governs the University of Washington is not elected. It is appointed. So why does it matter if they function more like a corporate board in the private sector instead of a public one?
Well, they are a public agency. The University of Washington is an instrument of the government of the state of Washington. It was created by the people for a specific purpose. They get a lot of advantages, tax advantages amongst them from being a public agency. And so we expect them to be accountable to the public. And if we don't have any idea what's going on until it's a done deal, then people are simply not going to have that trust that things are being done in the public interest.
Toby Nixon is with the Washington Coalition for Open Government. Again, a recent Seattle Times report says the KPLU deal was deliberately kept secret during negotiations. Officials at Pacific Lutheran University were not available for comment this morning. The University of Washington's Associate Vice President, Norm Arkins, sent this statement in response. Quote, "We're a public university, and the public obviously has a right to know how we conduct ourselves. We take that responsibility seriously. With regard to some decisions, though, some of the work of necessity is done out of the public eye, negotiating real estate terms, admitting students, and selecting presidents. With regard to KPLU, we agreed to negotiate the terms of the proposed acquisition under a non-disclosure agreement with Pacific Lutheran University. Those negotiations took the better part of a year. At the point when they were ready to be presented to the Regents, they were made public and continue to be public, which is how we got to where we are, waiting to see if the Friends of KPLU are successful in raising the funds to purchase the station. And the record of those negotiations is part of the public record.